Mike Shirley. A letter of affirmation and love. Dear Mike, my friend, you have fought so hard all these years. I've watched you, and I've seen the transformation that God has worked in your life. For 5 years or so now, you've been walking Richards without him. And in that time, you come to understand what Richard Walk was like, because you become like him. You carry his heart, his vision, and his love for the broken. Mike, you've come so far. You mean so much to so many. You're the leader of Hellfighter USA today. Not because you sought the position, but because God prepared you for it. You're the leader they look up to. You're the one that they see. And brother, they're watching. Watching how you walk, how you talk, how you lead. The way you lead teaches them how to carry it on. You're like a magnet. Mike, you pull people close. God made you that way because he wants them close to him. And they get there. Many times through the love you show, the grace you show, and the mercy you show. But sometimes they get there through the hard line that you keep, the boundaries you set, the truth you speak, even when it's difficult. Both are love. Both are necessary. And you know how to walk that line. Mike, remember this. You have one job, and that's love. So many people find it easier to work, to task, to build. There's always something to fix, something to organize, something to accomplish. But for you and me, we've been called to something deeper, something harder, something more eternal. We've been called just to love. Loving others teaches others how to love others. It's that simple and that profound.
Richard loved you.
That's how you learned.
Other people loved you.
That's how you learned to receive love. That's how they learn to love also. It's a beautiful cycle, a holy inheritance passed from one broken heart to another healed heart, from one Hellfighter to the next. Mike, Hellfighters is in good hands with you, not because you're perfect, not because you have it all figured out, but because you love, you care, you show up, you stay, you fight for the ones who can't fight for themselves, you hold the line when others want to let go, you extend grace when judgment would be easier. That's leadership. That's what Richard saw in you. That's what God is using in you. Mike, I love you, brother. I'm proud of the man you've become. I'm grateful for your friendship, your faithfulness, and your heart for the mission. Keep loving, keep leading, keep pointing people to Jesus. The road ahead won't always be easy, but you're not walking it alone. Richard's legacy lives on through you. And more importantly, God's love flows through you to reach the ones who need it most. Stay strong, stay humble. Stay loving. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you were made to do, with love and respect.
Your name, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone.